And that was Paul Blay on piano, Gary Peacock on double bass, and Paul Modian on drums, Not Zero, in three parts, from the ECM released Not Two, Not One. And that came out in, I think it's 1999. I read the thing wrong. So I wanted to play some from Au Revoir, Paul, which is what I meant to play. And this is Jordy McDonald, drum set and percussion, Richard Poole on vibes, John Rudell on percussion, and Bernice Cisternas, is that how you pronounce that?
I think so.
Interactive Studio Tech. I'm not sure. Yeah. What does that mean?
It means he's very busy.
He's very busy? Okay, so we'll listen to some of that. And this is unreleased at the moment, but should be coming out in about a month.
Right. On Sound of History, right?
On Jordy McDonald's label. Okay. And we just heard some of Au Revoir, Paul, which was recorded as a dedication to Paul Blay by Richard Poole and Jordy MacDonald, John Rudell, and Bernie Cisternas. Interesting stuff. So does that have a title? Or? Yeah, we are. We've been a little bit fuzzy here. I'm not really sure what's... I think this is, we need a new soundboard, and that...
Okay.
So I don't know if there's much I can do about it. Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry, what was your question?
Does that have a title, or is it going Au Revoir, Paul is the title.
Yeah.
And that was recorded pretty recently, May 2nd of this year.
In Toronto.
Is that who you were just playing with? You said you were.
Yeah, I was in Toronto. This was one of the projects we did.
And next we have queued up The Last Taxi, A Conversation. And this is also a pretty recent CD, recorded in 2013 and 14, and put out by Patrick Bestone, who plays piano on here. Do you want to talk a little bit about it? You said it.
Patrick is another one of my outrageous character friends. And Chris Rathman played the bass on this, and the bass clarinet player is Todd Brunel, who's a great player, great bass clarinet player. So this is one of the cuts that we did. It's called Peruvian Street Dance.
Uh-huh. Okay, so let's give that a listen. Thank you. And that was a cut Peruvian street dance from the album The Last Taxi, A Conversation. And Richard, we were just talking about how that CD is about the combat zone in Boston and the Hotel Avery, where all the musicians have a connection to it.
Well, no, I mean, all of us, three of us did.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you want to talk about that a little bit?
Patrick worked as a valet. What do you call it when they bring the bellhop? And the bass player worked the elevator. And I played the various clubs in the combat zone when I was in college just to make money. So we were all familiar with the combat zone, you know. It wasn't our lifestyle, but it was all around us.
That's for sure. And it's sort of that hectic.
Hectic, seedy element.
Yeah. So we wanted to talk, I wanted to talk a little bit more about improvisation, and you use the word clairvoyance, and how improvisation connects to the spiritual.
In communication with the music, clairvoyance is an important element so that you can climb into the other person's sound. And my belief is that as the music gets better, then it is, it rises further into the heavens as all music goes to the heavens. And, what I try to stay away from is arrogance and egotistical music. I want to be a real human voice using instruments to send their message of communication. And that's the element that I'm interested, why I go into this type of music as opposed to other places where I played other kinds of music for more money. And that this is more real to me. The other ones be, when it gets into a show, then it's another, something I'm not that interested in. I'm not interested in the show of music.
You're not interested in being an entertainer.
No, not anymore. I've done that. If I heard all the applause I've heard in my life as a musician, the applause would go on for a long, 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 long time.
Yeah.
So, applause. I enjoy applause when I play this music, but I enjoy the communication more.
So you feel like you're a conduit, sort of between
The
instrument and the spirit world, kind of,
that's what's going on usually. Yeah. And when you play, you take your knowledge, but you go. You're using a part of your brain. That is, I guess with improvisers, it would be the right part as opposed to classical, which would be the left. Using another part of your intuitive part of your brain. And that's what I try to stay in. I try to stay in that element of the brain so that the music can communicate.
Yeah, it sounds a lot like, different painters or artists where you're sort of feel like a conduit rather than painting pictures of lobster boats or lighthouses.
Right. You have to go into you end up in a state of mind, and what comes out, once you get in the process, you have control but no control. It's sort of like the spirits take over.
Uh-huh.
And when you're playing, you're playing for all people that are earthbound that are here, and the folks in the heavens that have passed before you. And sometimes when I'm playing, I think there are other souls coming in and speaking through my instrument.
Uh-huh.
They're more or less saying, this is where we're going now. You don't have any control sometimes.
But you think can't really get to that place unless you have a lot of skill, though, don't you think?
Well, you have to master your instrument first. That comes with the first thing.
That's interesting. So we're going to play a couple of cuts from the In Motion CD that we're featuring today. The first is And Yet, and then In Motion. And this is Richard Poole, Marilyn Crispell, and Gary Peacock. Thank you.
Thank you.
We just heard two cuts from Richard Poole's new CD, In Motion, with Marilyn Crispell on piano and Gary Peacock on bass. And we're lucky enough to have Richard here in the studio today. He's up visiting Maine. He lives in the Boston area. Do you want to say anything about those cuts? We're getting a lot of static here. I'm hoping it's not going to come out on the podcast, but...
No, it's just enjoyable, very enjoyable playing with them. And sometimes you record a CD and you listen for a while and put it away and never listen, but this one's been good for a long time. You know, I've been, enjoyed listening to it.
Yeah.
We all have.
Yeah.
And, you know, eventually you have to move on to other sound thought forms, but right now that's the latest one I've done.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and I'll put a link on the webpage with where people can you purchase that, like,
yes,
at the usual places?
Or? Yeah, it's out internationally.
It is, yeah. Yeah, I'll put a link to your website and to the page where people can buy it if they...
Well, it's, I don't sell that one. That one's, that's Intake Records out of Switzerland.
Uh-huh.
If you look it up online, it's for sale. I looked it up and... There's a lot of companies selling it online.
You know? There are. Can you buy it digitally as well as the actual CD?
Probably you can.
Yeah. Oh, good. Yeah. And we had one other CD here that we didn't get to yet, and it's called Opposite Voltage with Jeff Palmer and George Garzone and you on drums on this one. Do you want to say anything about that before we go to a cut?
Jeff Palmer is a great Hammond B3 player, and I played with him off and on for 40 years or something. I played many gigs with him up here and down in Florida, and I've known him a long time. And he's still playing. He sounds great. Always a great player.
Yeah. And I was saying that I think George Garzone played quite a bit with Steve Grover, who passed away last week.
Yeah.
Another drummer that was on the show.
Mm-hmm. So. I knew of Steve, but never met him. And George Garzone is, of course, in the Boston area, so I see him around occasionally.
Yeah. Okay, so we're going to go to A Tear a Minute. Thank you. That was A Tear a Minute from the CD Opposite Voltage, with our guest Richard Poole on drums, Jeff Palmer on organ, and George Garzone on saxophone. So we were just talking a little bit about Maine and your Maine accent. You can still turn it on a little, but you're not.
Yeah, I don't have the real – I thought I still had my Maine accent, but I was talking with a professor at MIT, Joe, and he's from Scarborough. And so I tried to play my Maine accent on him, and he really had a Maine accent. This guy burned me so bad, I won't even pretend to talk with a Maine accent anymore, because that guy really had it, you know. So I have some of it left, and, you know, it's, but not much. I know how to say Bahaba, and up the road, and go get a six-pack of beer up the road, and, you know. But I kind of lost some of it along the way. If I came back up here for a while, I'm sure it'd come back real soon.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I've enjoyed having you on the show, and I'm glad you sent me the In Motion CD. It's really great, and I think it's going to be popular.
It's been a real pleasure being here. I'm having fun up on the coast of Maine here. I like it up north.
And if you want to listen to the podcast to hear the show again, or maybe you didn't catch the whole thing, jazzcloset.blogspot.com is the address. And I will be back next week with another show. I'm not sure of the topic yet, but I like to do things at the last minute. We're going to take it to the top of the hour with another cut from In Motion. Actually, it looks like we probably might have time for two cuts. So first we're going to hear Isle of Nowhere, which you were saying.
I told Marilyn, let's record something like A Love Gone Bad, you know. And she said, well, let me see what I can do with that. So she worked it out that way, and it was like a beautiful thing that turned a little funny at the end, and I like that, you know.
Yeah, okay. So here's A Love Gone Bad. Everybody has that kind of story, I think.